Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, December 29th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Suzano is insisting that there's no formal or informal agreement to purchase Clearwater Paper. We'll have more on this story along with other top stories over this past month when we come back right after these messages.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Brazil. Suzano says no formal or informal agreement with Clearwater Paper. Suzano S.A., a major player in the pulp and paper industry, is allegedly considering acquiring Clearwater Paper, an American company, to enhance its market presence in the United States. However, Suzano clarifies that no agreements have been reached or documents signed regarding this potential acquisition, and there have been no significant fluctuations in its securities. Now, the company says it remains committed in keeping its stakeholders informed about any relevant developments. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Brazil. Suzano explores offer for Clearwater Paper. Suzano is exploring an offer for Clearwater Paper Corporation, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The company is working with an advisor as it seeks to reach an agreement, said the people, who asked not to be identified, discussing a confidential information. A deal hasn't been finalized, and it's possible one won't be reached. Representatives for Suzano and Clearwater declined to comment. Spokane, Washington-based Clearwater, which manufactures pulp and paperboard products, had a market capitalization of $409 million as of this past Thursday's close, and its shares have fallen 31.6% this year. Clearwater's shares jumped as much as 19% after the close of regular trading on Thursday. Suzano, which is the largest supplier of hardwood market pulp in North America, has been pushing further into the U.S., most recently buying two paperboard mills in Arkansas and North Carolina from Pactive Evergreen in a deal valued at $110 million U.S. dollars. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Georgetown, South Carolina. Final day of production at Georgetown's International Paper Company Mill. The International Paper Company in Georgetown will see its final production December 17th, and then the process of closing the facility will get underway, according to a company spokesperson. Amy Simpson, an IP spokesperson, said on the morning of December 17th, the final paper machine will complete production today, and the mill team will then be working on cleaning and securing the mill and its equipment in the coming days. The approximately 700 local international paper workers had been told previously that their final day would be January 5th. Some workers have been posting on social media this week photos and videos of different areas of the mills that have been performing final operations. The number 3 machine is the only one still operating as of December 17th. Now, the company announced on October 31st that it was closing the mill that had been a vital part of the local economy since it opened in 1937. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia, and Crossett, Arkansas. Georgia Pacific announces a $90 million investment to grow their consumer tissue business. Georgia Pacific is investing $90 million at its Crossett, Arkansas mill to continue growing its retail consumer tissue business. The investment at the Crossett mill will add 50 new jobs and will increase converting capacity for high-quality bath tissue, including Georgia Pacific's valued Angel Soft brand. Initial production from this investment is expected by 2026. By the end of this project, Georgia Pacific will have invested more than $250 million in Crossett since 2019. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Corporation has acquired additional shares in Vida. Canfor Corporation announced that it has acquired 7% of outstanding shares in Vida AB, effective December 10th. The shares were acquired from certain minority shareholders utilizing their option privileges under the February 2019 agreement, in which Canfor purchased 70% of Vida AB, Sweden's largest privately owned sawmill company. After the conclusion of this transaction, Canfor owns 77% of Vida AB. Dateline Ontario. Kruger Products exploring advancing construction of a new tissue plant. Kruger Products Incorporated, a company in which KP Tissue Incorporated holds an equity interest, announced that after successfully starting up its new tissue mill in Sherbrooke, Quebec, it's evaluating advancing the construction of its next tissue plant in response to increased market competition in the fast-growing ultra-premium segment. This proposed new plant would contain a state-of-the-art through-air dry paper machine, along with 3 converting lines. The result of the evaluation is expected to be announced in early 2025. Now, this decision is being made in support of the company's continued focus on growing its business, protecting market share, and continuing to offer high-quality tissue products to customers across North America. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Finland. Metsä Board's change negotiations on possible temporary layoffs at its Finnish mills have been concluded. Metsä Board, part of Metsä Group, announced on October 28, 2024, that it will initiate change negotiations on possible temporary layoffs for its paperboard and BCTMP mills in Finland. The change negotiations have been concluded on the 4th of December of 2024. The negotiations involved a total of 1,100 employees at the Jopsino, Kaskinen, Kemi, Kiro, Tampere, Simpele, and Anakoski mills. As a result of the negotiations, possible layoffs could last a maximum of 90 days and could be implemented in several phases during 2025. Decisions on possible temporary layoffs, including their allocation, amounts, and timing, will be made separately. The change negotiations were conducted to prepare for the possible adjustment of production temporarily to match low delivery volumes in case the demand situation for paperboard would not improve in 2025. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging announces major upgrades to its Arkansas paper mill. Green Bay Packaging Incorporated this past Wednesday announced a multi-year investment to modernize its 59-year-old pulp and containerboard mill about 40 miles northwest of Little Rock, Arkansas. The company in a media release said that the substantial investment will enhance infrastructure at the craft mill in Morrilton, Arkansas, on the banks of the Arkansas River, and improve the sustainability of Green Bay Packaging's operations in the state. The company declined to provide details on how much it'll spend in the expansion. Arkansas is the latest in a series of expansions and upgrades the company has undertaken since 2018, when it announced plans to build a new paper mill in Green Bay at a cost of in excess of $500 million. The modernization effort will upgrade the mill's existing recovery boiler and biomass boiler infrastructure. Green Bay Packaging also plans to install electric turbine generators, which will substantially reduce the mill's greenhouse gas emissions. And Green Bay Packaging will purchase another 300 acres in Arkansas. The modernization and expansion efforts will also see the company acquire this another 300 acres of land near the paper mill. The company also owns more than 250,000 acres of forest land in Arkansas. The company, as part of the modernization, plans to purchase this land near the mill to accommodate future expansions. The Arkansas mill currently employs 412 folks. Green Bay Packaging declined to say whether the investment would create new jobs, but it probably would. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois. Apollo's Novalex explores offer for Pactiv Evergreen. Apollo Global Management Incorporated owned packaging company Novalex is exploring a potential takeover offer of Pactiv Evergreen Incorporated, according to folks familiar with the matter. Novalex is discussing a possible bid with financial advisors, the People said, asking not to be identified because the details aren't public. No final decision has been made, the People added. A representative for Apollo declined to comment, while spokesfolks from Pactiv Evergreen and Novalex didn't respond to requests for comment either. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dateline Dudley, North Carolina. Firefighters endure 20-degree temperatures fighting Georgia-Pacific facility fire. An overnight fire at a manufacturing and packaging plant had fire crews battling a fire in near-record temperatures, low temperatures. Around 8:30 p.m. local time, December 3rd, the Arrington Volunteer Fire Department says it was called for a possible fire at Georgia-Pacific, along with the Dudley Fire Department and the Mount Olive Fire Department. Actually, I've been to Mount Olive. Nice place. Firefighters say flames were found in one of the hoppers that collects sawdust. According to Dudley Volunteer Fire Department, a baghouse caught fire and was contained to just the equipment. While the facility was fully operational at the time, the fire happened outside while everyone was inside. Crews were able to get access to the fire and put out the flames. Firefighters said that there were no injuries and the fire only caused minimal damage to the baghouse equipment. The fire department said crews spent almost 6 hours in the 20-degree temperatures overnight. That's cold, folks. Dateline, Michigan. Billerud to invest $127 million in Michigan facilities amid transition to paperboard production. Swedish pulp and paper company Billerud announced it's investing in upgrades worth 1.4 billion Swedish kroners, which is about 127 million U.S. dollars, at its U.S.-based production facilities. The majority, worth about $109 million, will go toward its graphic paper mill in Escanaba, Michigan, where earlier this year the company canceled a project to convert the facility into a cartonboard production facility. The company said the Escanaba investment and an approximate $18 million investment to its pulp and paper mill in Quinnesec, Michigan, will enable it to transition to paperboard production in North America. Billerud also announced new financial targets as part of its updated Way Forward strategy. They include a return on capital employed greater than 11% and cash conversion greater than 80%. The previous plan to spend more than $1 billion to convert the Escanaba facility into a cartonboard production facility, which Billerud announced back in December of 2021, also aligns with the packaging materials production goal. That project would have created Billerud's first U.S. packaging site. The company cited changing economic conditions and return on investment analysis for the course reversal. Billerud acquired the Escanaba facility when it purchased from Verso when they closed down that facility in March of 2022. In addition to the two Michigan production facilities, Billerud also has a paper converting facility in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now, finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news, Dateline Canada. Irving Paper again reduces operations temporarily. Irving Paper will once again shut down 50% of its operations beginning Monday, December 2nd, which was last week, in response to NB Power's record high in industrial electricity rates, and remain down for at least a week. Quote, NB Power's continued delays at the Port La Proie generating station have resulted in electricity rates being over 100% higher than historic levels, said Mark Mosier, vice president of Pulp and Paper, J.D. Irving Limited. Mark continues, quote, no business can absorb price increases that level without negative impacts. Irving Paper has shut down or reduced its operation over 30 days so far in 2024, with more expected, end quote. Irving Paper manufactures 400,000 metric tons of paper annually, over 90% of which is exported to 65 countries. Current electricity rates have a massive impact on Irving Paper's ability to compete, the company said. Dateline USA. Alstom expands its capabilities with specialty materials for life sciences with the acquisition of Ertl Alsop. Alstom, a global leader in fiber-based specialty materials, has acquired Ertl Alsop, a New York-based manufacturer of high-performance liquid-depth filter media, serving in markets in the pharmaceutical, food and beverage, flavors, fake fragrances, and chemical industries. As a global leader in specialty materials within lab and life science applications, the acquisition strengthens Alstom's position in the life science filtration market and allows Alstom to enter the depth filtration space. It also marks a key milestone on Alstom's growth transformation journey and its vision to be the sustainable specialty materials company. Ertl Alsop will become part of Alstom's filtrations and life sciences business and will be key to the company's lab and life sciences filtration growth strategy. Finally, Dateline Helsinki. UPM Fibers' change negotiations in Finland concluded. UPM Fibers has completed its change negotiations in the Fibers Finland Operations Organization, which includes UPM Pulp, the UPM Timber, and UPM Forest organizations in Finland. The negotiations were initiated back in October in order to increase efficiency and safeguard profitability. About 1,600 employees were included in the scope of the change negotiations. Now, as a result of these negotiations, a reduction of a maximum of 88 positions will take place. In addition, the negotiations within UPM Pulp's Finnish pulp mills and within UPM Timber business in Finland led to an agreement on possible temporary layoffs for the first half of 2025. These possible layoffs could be implemented in stages and could last up to 90 days. It's like 3 months. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.